get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
So, attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts have submitted an amicus brief to the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts in support of Karen Reed's ongoing legal battle. Reed, a former adjunct professor from Mansfield, is appealing to have two charges dismissed in the murder case. The ACLU's brief was accepted by the court, but did not immediately reveal their stance or include a summary of their position. Karen Reed now faces accusations related to the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, who prosecutors claim was struck by Reed's SUV and left to die in the snow following a night out in Canton. Reed, however, maintains her innocence, contending that O'Keefe was assaulted inside the house of another Boston officer, Brian Elbert, before being left outside. Her final trial ended in a mistrial after the jury, comprised of six men and six women, reached a deadlock. Some jurors have since come forward stating that they have reached consensus to acquit her of the charges of second-degree murder and leaving the scene. Following the mistrial, Reed's defense sought to have these two charges dismissed. Judge Beverly Canoe denied this motion, leading to the appeal now before the SJC, the Supreme Court there. Reed's legal team contends that the jury's alleged agreement should constitute an acquittal on these counts and argues that protections against double jeopardy should prevent a retrial on those charges. Quote, the court relied solely upon the lack of an open and public verdict affirmed in open court, the defense wrote, referencing Judge Canoe's decision. This reasoning is rooted in a formalism that has been consistently rejected by the United States Supreme Court and this court in a string of proceedings spanning more than 100 years. The defense also believes that the Supreme Judicial Court should allow a post-trial inquiry into the jury's statements, which they argue constitutes an overt factor that should prompt further investigation. Additionally, they're questioning Judge Canoe's decision to declare a mistrial when she did, given the alleged consensus from the jurors. District Attorney Michael Morrissey, responding to the appeal, had appointed Attorney Hank Brennan as special prosecutor for Reed's case. Brennan, known for his work with other high-profile cases, will lead the prosecution when Reed's second trial, currently scheduled for January 27th, begins. The Norfolk District Attorney's Office stated that their response to Reed's appeal will be submitted by the court's deadline, with Reed's attorneys expected to reply shortly after. Should the Supreme Judicial Court side with Reed's defense and dismiss the charges, it would mark a significant development in a case that has drawn extensive public and media attention. If the charges are upheld, Reed faces up to life in prison for second-degree murder, as well as significant penalties on charges of manslaughter while operating under the influence and leaving the scene of a personal injury and death. Throughout the trial, prosecutors face setbacks, including complications with surveillance footage and misconduct among investigators, which has contributed to the intense scrutiny of the case. The defense has also raised these issues in their appeal, seeking to underscore what they argue are critical flaws in the prosecution's case. With oral arguments scheduled to take place before the Supreme Court, Reed and her legal team are preparing for a pivotal hearing that could determine the course of the upcoming trial. For now, the court's decision will hinge on whether the defense arguments regarding jury consensus, double jeopardy, and procedural conduct are pervasive enough to merit the dismissal of charges or, at the very least, a reevaluation of the trial's conduct. Be interesting.
Yeah, it just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah. If they're going to do this, if they're going to go and say, well, let's look at the jurors again after they already made their decision, that's quite a precedent to set. You know how many cases are going to be like, some juror changed their mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, talk about open season for jury intimidation after a trial. Somebody knows you're a juror and it didn't go their way. Then they find you and they're like, okay, look, you're going to go back and you're going to say that you didn't really feel that way and whatever, but you're going to go do that or, you know, we're going to do this to you.
Jeez.
I mean, it really would be open season for that. I mean, it would be insane. Because there'd be no limit to it.
Exactly. And how many other cases? My brain is just going to explode between Diddy and this and Sandra Birchmore and Anna Walsh. And there's so much around this Karen Reed case. And Diddy has nothing to do with it that I know of. But yeah. There's so many things flying at you from different situations and cases that we follow. Yeah. It's so hard to keep track.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to go. And I'd hate to think that the judge affected the outcome of this case. There are so many things involved in this case that it was leading in a certain way. Do you feel that she messed with it?
I don't think she messed with it. I just don't think she, you know, crossed her T's and dotted her I's very well. I think she just was so over the case the whole time. She just wanted it done, it felt. And I think that there were some things that were then rushed and just overlooked where there should have been more definitive ways of looking at this. They argued about the ballots the juror sheets, ballot sheets mm-hmm. early on, saying, you know, why, you know, can't we do it this way or that way? And she just said, it's good. Why she didn't poll the jurors at the end, no one knows. That was just, I think, stupid. I think that she should have done that. And there should have been a definitive way to say, you know, yes or no to each individual count, and they weren't afforded that. So, after the fact, to come back and say, well, this is how I really felt, but it didn't make sense on how we could even say that. Well, then that should have been a question that was answered. That should have been a question that was asked, if that's what they were concerned with. Does it dismiss it? No, I don't think it does. But I also think the charges are stupid anyhow. I do not think it's second-degree murder. But if we're talking what constitutes, you know, double jeopardy, this is not that.
Correct. Yeah. And that's where things start getting sticky. I think we're looking at it with one lens and it really is another.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not double jeopardy. It's not by definition anyway, unless I'm misunderstanding.
Well, I mean, double jeopardy, if you're going to then honor jurors after a trial has been dismissed, stating that they changed their vote, or that's not what they truly felt. And then you can go back and adjust the verdict. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
It needs to stand. And if they need to now learn going forward, you fucking better fix this, so there's no question on these matters. then do that. But I don't know. This case, unfortunately, that's how it went. But that's why we're going to have a retrial, too. So, but
so we have this part of the trial, and then we have the Michael Proctor effect.
Yeah.
There's just so many parts of this that are just, you know, there's the case itself. Then there's the technicality of what happened with the jury. This poor woman, I know that's going to upset some people, you know, people who believe that she is guilty. But she's also been through a lot here, too.
I think at the end of the day, this was just a really fucking bad accident. I do think she hit him. I don't think she knew it. I think she ended up getting swayed and really just, you know, caught up in what the fuck to do. And this is the direction she went. But I don't think these charges are warranted of what this was. I just vehicular manslaughter. I mean, it could probably be like next to no penalty if, you know, you were to admit, look, this happened. This was horrible. Probably like drunk driving or something. But to just like she had nothing to do with this. That just doesn't make a lot of sense, honestly. And even though I get it, like the whole police force and all that corrupt, I agree. But I do think that there was some evidence planted there. And I do think that they were trying to tip the scales to make it even more obvious that it was her. But you can't do that. And so that makes them look totally, you know, culpable there. And like they're covering something up. And they just shouldn't have never gone down that road to begin with. At least that's my conjecture on the case. I just think, honestly, they should just dismiss this whole fucking thing. And just... nobody's happy this guy's dead. Nobody wanted to kill him. It's something fucking weird happened, and this happened. I do not think the police officers killed him. I just think it was a fucking accident.
Yeah, I agree with that. The more distance we get from the case, the more I just really look at it and go, I just think it was a bad accident. There was a lot of bad judgment here, a lot of drunk people getting into cars that were drunk that shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Some shit went down. Somebody died. Lives have been forever changed.
Yeah.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, it is. I completely agree. So, yeah, and there you go. That's the latest in the world of Karen Reed. Tomorrow on As the World Turns.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam. A commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.